What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name's Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So I was re-listening to an older episode of the main podcast, episode 70. It is the episode called Cliffhanger. It's the end of season 3, and Tony and the crew talk about different cliffhangers in TV shows and movie history. And I thought the episode was interesting. But in particular, the classic 1960s, originally 1960s era Batman TV series, which featured Batman and Robin as some of the most unusual, most entertaining, but most ridiculous situations you can possibly imagine from a TV show of that era. The absolute nonsense those two found themselves in is maybe unparalleled. The situations were ridiculous. The things Joker or the Penguin or Catwoman would do to trap Batman, Robin, and Batgirl. I've seen bits and pieces of it. We've all seen clips and the boof and the pow and the bop little animations over the years. They always got into some weird situations, but they always ended, like Tony talked about, or at least often ended in this sort of cliffhanger moment. This is a sort of, what will happen to our heroes? Will they survive the giant Venus flytrap Joker brought in? I don't know that actually happened. It might have. It wouldn't surprise me that much. Will they get off the railroad tracks they've been tied to by the Penguin? Again, I don't know that happened, but it sounds like a thing that would have. These just sort of nonsensical things, but you had to wait to find out. You had to make your way through the cliffhanger to figure out what was going to happen to our heroes. That's a real moment for me as a Christian I struggle with. Those cliffhangers of what's going to happen with this job application? What's going to happen with this relationship? What's going to happen in our world? These cliffhanger moments that we don't know the answers to, but we desperately want to, at least I desperately want to all the time, and I struggle with not knowing. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." It's this promise from God, I think probably to Jeremiah originally, but I think it's applicable for us, that God knows. He knows the answers. He knows the next second, minute, hour. He knows what happens for all eternity. He knows what happens when we stay tuned next time. He's written it all down. He already knows. We just have to trust that what happens is for His will and is the best for us, as long as we're following along with those plans to prosper us and not to harm us. He knows. We just have to trust Him. And that's not all for this devotion. Stay tuned for next time. I'm not joking. I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger. There is more to this devotion. At some point later this week, you will tune back in, and you will find out what will happen. Will I finish this devotion? Will I make a VeggieTales reference at some point? Will I reference another episode of the Nerd of Godcast? For these answers and more, stay tuned. Same Nog time, same Nog channel. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, as always, you can check out the podcast wherever fine podcasts are consumed. Head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com.